Prepare to have your health questions answered here on Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley, owner of Binkley Healing Center in downtown Ventura. Now, here's Dr. Todd.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley, non-force doctor of chiropractic and practitioner of functional medicine. The focus of today's talk is going to be about the dangers of wildfire smoke. My heart goes out to all of those who lost homes in the mountain fire just this past couple of weeks. Several other structures, a local beekeeper lost millions of bees that agriculture depends on. But the long-term effects affect us all, from burning plastics and vinyl, furniture, cars, computers, other electronics full of heavy metals and toxic chemicals. These things can blow hundreds, sometimes even thousands of miles away, and they end up blanketing the surface of the earth when that fine particulate matter settles back down and can just cause problems for weeks and months after that. For 5 years after the much more devastating Thomas Fire, a lot of that stuff has still been covering the surface of the earth and gets churned back up again anytime a good wind blows or anytime somebody with a leaf blower churns it up near your house. So if you've ever noticed yourself breathing a little more badly after on a windy day, that's a lot of that. Finally, we got a respite. We had some really good rains in January of this year, 2024, that washed a lot of that away. But of course, now we've got a new coating from the mountain fire. The best way to protect yourself from all this debris, of course, is to first close the windows. But a lot of people don't realize that a lot of that stuff gets in your house anyway, especially if you sleep with the windows open even part of the time. So dusting, vacuuming, and having the carpets cleaned in your house is a very good idea after a fire like this. And most importantly, to get a HEPA filter is one of my main recommendations for anyone who has postnasal drip or is having any kind of an upper respiratory condition or a chronic cough, or just basically anyone who wants to be proactive and stay healthy. It's a really good idea to breathe super clean air all night when you're sleeping. And the easiest way to make that happen is to get a HEPA filter, high efficiency particulate air filter, especially for your bedroom. Some people like to put one in other rooms in the house, but if you're only going to get one, the most important place would be to put it in a bedroom. And if you don't have one, or if you haven't tried HEPA filter before, or if you have tried them and found them to be noisy, there is a particular brand that I like that is really nice because it's super quiet on its quietest setting, but then you can crank it up on a higher speed to do a routine cleaning or after vacuuming, or if you've had the windows open. And the brand is Medify, M-E-D-I-F-Y. And they make a nice size unit that's good enough for one room. I have a couple of them in the office and at home. Their brand, Medify model number MA25, is about $99 on Amazon. And it's excellent because it's super quiet. You can't even hear it when it's on the lowest setting. You can just leave it running all the time in your bedroom. And then after dusting or vacuuming or a smoky day or any time when it's been really windy, it's a good idea to close the windows and run it on medium or high for a few hours to really clean out the air in your bedroom. So why is this so important? Well, this is a paper that just came out in the medical literature by Mary Meyer, MD and Master of Public Health, emergency physician at the Permanente Medical Group, and Laura Myers, MD and MPH, a pulmonologist and intensive care specialist, also at Permanente. So these are both physicians with rich experience in the firsthand effects of treating people that are exposed to wildfire smoke and the devastating things that can occur from it. And one of the things that surprises people is valley fever. Valley fever is a fungal infection that usually affects the lungs and is caused by a fungus that lives in the soil in many parts of California, especially Ventura County and the surrounding counties, San Luis Obispo, Kern, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties, basically all the places that when they're on fire blow straight towards the ocean much of the year when the Santa Anas are blowing and blow all that smoke towards us. And so the spores from these funguses that you may have heard, or if you know anybody, that, members of your family that are firefighters, it's been a, something that's been known for quite some time now, because even without the smoke, when firefighters are digging up the soil, especially if it's really dry, to create fire lines and fire blocks, they're liberating these fungus cocci from the soil that can cause valley fever, which sometimes can be a minor infection, sometimes can lead to hospitalization, but even, it can be as devastating as causing death in certain individuals. And I actually had a very good friend a few years ago who was otherwise very healthy and ended up in the hospital with a severe lung infection. And, you know, the most common lung infections are bacterial and viral. And by the time they got around to finally figuring out what was causing his severe lung infection, it was too late and he died from valley fever. But even if you're not a firefighter digging up the soil, firefighting, the helicopters and the wind associated with fires blowing on just dry soil, independent of the fire itself, can liberate these fungal spores from the ground and blow it many, many, many miles away. And increased incidences of valley fever are being reported with the increase in fires. Wildfires, but also just hot, dry wind in places where it's disturbing dry soil and blowing those fungi spores downwind. So it may surprise you to know that you can get an infection from wind and wildfires, but we've known about for over half a century about the negative effects of all the debris and especially the fine particulate matter from fires and other sources since the Clean Air Act came out in 1970. Detailed monitoring and various policies put into place by the Environmental Protection Agency had dramatically reduced the general amount of fine particulate matter that people are exposed to. The technical term is PM25, particulate matter that's smaller than 2.5 microns. This is smaller than a human hair, and this is the most hazardous and the most ubiquitous fine particulate matter. It's called particulate matter because it's actually a mix of tiny liquid and solid particles less than the diameter of a human hair. And it's both capable of carrying toxic chemicals and the physical debris from dust. And it floats in the air. Smoke, anything that you can see floating in the air, it's suspended in the air, can also travel large distances. And when it gets near you, it travels deep into the deepest crevices of your lungs. And that's what can make it so devastating. It goes directly into the areas where oxygen enters your bloodstream. The part of your lungs that is required to be vulnerable to let oxygen in is also letting this particulate matter directly into your bloodstream. This particulate matter has been linked to cardiovascular disease, asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, other respiratory problems. The World Health Organization has estimated that in 2019, exposure to fine particulate matter was directly responsible for 4.2 million premature deaths globally. So for a long time, it was assumed that wildfire smoke was basically the same as any other kind of air pollution from things that end up in the environment, in the air, especially if you live near cities or places that are dusty. But in fact, since the incidence of wildfires keeps growing and growing, we're learning that there are nuances to the wildfire smoke that are much worse than other types of smoke that we're typically exposed to. So if you just think about all the things that are in homes that burn or in cars that burn, it's a mix of chemicals, volatile organic compounds, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, and the heavy metals lead, arsenic, and mercury. In one study, wildfire smoke was shown to be 10 times more toxic than the particulate matter that is nearly always in the air around Southern California. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley. You're listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions to Almost Any Health Challenge. I'm talking today about the dangers of wildfire smoke and other forms of smoke and the best way you can protect yourself from the damaging effects of it. And this is going to become more and more important to know about because the incredible drift of wildfire smoke, fires all over the country, wildfires in Canada are affecting people hundreds and even thousands of miles away in America. And we have a or we're having a lot worse out here in the West, but it's becoming a phenomenon, almost the world over. There are fires burning in peat under snow that burn all winter long, that never go out in Canada. Unbelievable. And it's long been assumed that the concentration of the various toxins dissipates the further the smoke travels. It becomes less concentrated. But new data is showing that in certain situations, some pollutants, such as ozone and other particulate matter from chemical oxidation, depending on the environment that the smoke is traveling through, actually increases as it blows downwind. And as we mentioned before, bioaerosols, well, I didn't mention bioaerosols specifically, but that's the technical term, but airborne fungus and even bacterial cells can be carried through wildfire smoke. So it used to be assumed that the high heat of a wildfire would incinerate any microbes, but we're now learning that the degree of heat within a wildfire smoke is highly variable and that microbes can survive in pockets of particulate matter and water vapor. And they essentially hitchhike within that particulate matter to be deposited and inhaled downwind. And even if you don't get an infection directly from the smoke, if you have any damage to your lungs already, any kind of a chronic lung condition from exposure to various things, or if you're one of the vulnerable people, if you're just having someone who's getting a cold or a flu, every year, 30 to 60,000 people a year die from the cold and flus. These are statistics that long preceded COVID. I'm sure we've all heard more about COVID than we want to, but lung infections persist, and your risk of having a severe infection and ending up sick for weeks or months or ending up in the hospital or, God forbid, dying from any common lung condition, lung infection, is also exacerbated by breathing smoke. For about four decades, the standards established by the Clean Air Act forced a steady drop in ambient particulate matter, reduced emissions from industry, car exhaust. All those smog checks are actually making a difference. If you live near a freeway or a major thoroughfare, there's still a lot of dust generated by tires rolling down the road, car tires, truck tires, bus tires. And of course, lots of people still smoke cigarettes and marijuana and burn other things that create smoke. And all smoke is fine particulate matter that damages lungs and increases risk of heart disease and aggravates a host of other conditions like diabetes and certain cancers. And about 15 years ago, this trend toward reduced overall exposure to particulate matter started stagnating and reversing. And so wildfire smoke is largely responsible for this. Wildfire smoke is responsible for 25% of the country's particulate matter. And up in western states, up to half. So up to half of the particulate matter in the air is from wildfires, and that's only bound to increase. So we need to protect ourselves from this stuff. Most people know to close their windows when they smell smoke, but even long after you can't, like right now, the mountain fire has been largely put out. The air in and around Ventura doesn't smell too bad right now, unless you have a really sensitive nose. As a kid, I was exposed to years of secondhand smoke. My dad smoked about two packs a day the whole time I was growing up. I can smell a burning cigarette from blocks away. And the air around here, trust me, is still not really great. I'm not saying everyone needs to walk around outside wearing a mask, but it would be a good idea. I'm still keeping my windows closed and my HEPA filters cranked up, and I recommend for a lot of people to do the same. And I'm saying this as just a general health measure. I don't have any allergies. When the pollen count is high, it doesn't bother me at all. But as an example, my mother had a chronic cough for many, many years, decades, because of the secondhand exposure to smoke that she got from my father. And years ago, I got her to have her carpets professionally cleaned, and I sent her a really good air filter for her home. And she was actually reluctant. She listens to this. Sorry, Mom. I hope you don't mind me telling people this. She was reluctant to have her carpets cleaned because she vacuums them all the time. Her house is immaculate. It's ridiculously clean. A lot of people think that it's bad. Sometimes people think that it's bad to have your carpet clean because it gets it wet and could damage it. And in fact, it's a bad idea to get a cheesy rental carpet cleaner that's not going to dry it properly, but getting your carpets professionally cleaned is actually required to maintain the warranty on most carpets. And carpets collect a lot of dust, even if you do vacuum really, really well, especially if you live in a place that is windy and have your windows open with any frequency. So get a good HEPA filter, at least one in your bedroom. Email me if you want the specifics on the one that I recommend. There's lots of good ones out there. There's also lots of bad ones that are either the problems with the ones that are not so great are sometimes they're too noisy. So you're not going to want to run it all the time because it'll just be annoying to listen to the fan, especially at night in your bedroom. And HEPA filters are basically just an accordion shaped paper filter. But the better ones, on top of that accordion-shaped paper filter, have kind of a pantyhose-like membrane, plastic screen-like material. So if you have dust and lint and pet hair, it doesn't just immediately clog up the filter and destroy it, so you don't have to change the filters as often. So it ends up saving a lot of money and a lot of hassle changing the filters. You might only have to change the filters maybe every 3 months instead of once a month. It just depends on the level of dust in your area and how often you have your windows open. But the better filters are quieter, and they have filters that don't require the expense and hassle of changing as frequently. So anyway, yeah, my mother had this chronic cough for years. I got her a good filter and had her have her carpets professionally cleaned. And she didn't even notice for a while that she wasn't coughing as much at church. She was in the church choir, and she used to always cough when she got there. And it was this place where, you know, it was pretty obvious if she's coughing in a quiet room. And people started mentioning, hey, you're not coughing anymore. And that really surprised her. And that was a few years ago now, so she's very happy. But anybody that's has post-nasal drip or wakes up with a bunch of phlegm in their throat, has to blow their nose all the time, anything like that where phlegm is being produced by the lungs and you're coughing that stuff up or having to get rid of that, that is your body's natural response to inhalation of fine particulate matter. It's trying to get rid of it, and it does so by producing mucus, which you then have to eliminate by blowing your nose or spitting it out. So these are all things you can do to keep your home and work interior spaces free from fine particulate matter, from smoke, and from the air in general. It's also a good idea to take a look outside your house. Well, actually inside still, the ductwork. If you have an HVAC system, a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system that has ducts and vents around your house or around your office, those ducts get buildup of dust and other things in them and should be professionally cleaned. And I just had this done at my office recently. I can recommend someone who does it. Excellent job. They bring in equipment so that there's no mess. They seal up everything. They seal up each duct and the thing that they stick in. They remove the grills and stick a fancy brush with a big suction on it, and they seal around that each time they're doing each one of those. So they leave your house and my office looked as clean as it did before they started, and the air was noticeably cleaner to breathe. So this is something you can check yourself. Take the grill off of some of those vents in your house or your office. Take a look in there, see what that looks like, and consider having that clean. It's also a good idea to have your roof cleaned so that all that dust settles down on your roof, and you can take a look at your roof. Sometimes you can see that it's kind of dusty. And in foggy areas like Ventura near the coast, any place the north side of your roof, mold is also a big issue on roofs. So having your roof power washed, whether it's regular shingles or tile, any kind of roof, or that kind of stuff can accumulate on it, even if you have a flat roof that you can't see because there's a little parapet sticking up around it, get somebody to climb a ladder, or if you know somebody with a drone, there's lots of ways to have all that chucked out. And people do roofing cleaning companies do drone inspections, not that expensive even to have that done, and they'll come out and power wash all of that stuff off for you. I mentioned having the ducts clean. It's actually important to have the filters, change the filters in your heating, ventilation and air conditioning system as well. And the best filter to get, the number that you want to look for is MERV 13, MERV. That's the standard term used, minimum efficiency reporting value, to measure how much stuff is filtered out by your filter. And a lot of the cheap ones are, you know, MERV 8 or 10. 13 is enough to filter out COVID viruses and any other 98% of any other viral particles. But more important than that, for most uses every day, is to filter out this particulate matter that I'm talking about all the time. And sometimes you need to get a thicker than kind of the standard cheap ones. If you notice that when you put a new filter in your system and the air is getting noisier, the fan is running harder or noisier, then you might need to actually get a thicker actual size of the filter that makes it easier for the air to move through. That's all kind of technical, but it's important to check this stuff out. Lastly, when you know you're going to be exposed to some of these things, if you're going to be outside in a really windy, dusty area, or if you're working with wood dust, any kind of construction process, spray painting, as you know, most people that do this for a living wear what's called a respirator. This is not your N95 mask and all those other horrible masks we were harangued to wearing even indoors during COVID. But a respirator is that rubber-like thing that covers your whole mouth and nose with two filters on each side, which are very similar to HEPA filters, and they filter out toxins, the volatile organic chemicals that are in paints and other chemicals like that that you can otherwise smell. The nice thing about those is you can actually breathe. If you've never worn one of those and wondered, oh, I'm going to be out doing something dusty, oh, you know, there's still a little bit of wildfire smoke in the air, even if you're going to be doing a lot of gardening, if you're going to expose yourself to that stuff and you know that you felt worse later being out in any kind of environment where you're breathing in dust, then get a respirator and just have one on hand. The nice thing about it, if you've never worn one of these before, is it's a kind of a hassle to put it on. This is the rubber mask that straps around your head with the two filters on each side. It's cumbersome to put on. But the good news is it's easy to breathe through them. If you've never worn one before, you'll be amazed how much easier to breathe through one of these, because it has a vent, a one-way valve to let your air come out when you breathe out. It's much easier to breathe through a respirator than it is an N95 mask or anything else you might strap on your face. So protect yourself from dust and toxic chemicals. And if you or anyone you love suspects they might have been exposed to that, smokers, for example, don't wait until you have a chest x-ray or a CAT scan or some other symptoms that identify that you have a severe chronic lung condition or, God forbid, lung cancer. If you notice any symptoms like that, get tested. And so there are ways to test, for example, if you've been exposed to some of these chemicals, the heavy metals that are in cigarette smoke, like cadmium, and that are in lots of things that we're all constantly exposed to. Heavy metals like lead, arsenic, cadmium, uranium, and mercury. There's a way to test this in a hair sample, just like you can test drugs in a hair sample. And also in the urine, there are other tests for various chemicals that are in the aerosols that we've been talking about. It's a good idea to find out about these things earlier than later. Specifically, if you or someone you love has smoked for more than 10 or 15 years, it's a good idea to get a low-dose CT scan. The standard means of early detection for lung cancer, especially for smokers, has long been just a regular chest x-ray, but there is a much more accurate, very low-dose CT scan now that you can get for about $150 to identify the small cell carcinoma that is the most common one from smoking much earlier. So if you're having any kind of symptoms of excess phlegm, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, any other symptoms that might make you suspect that you need to get your lungs checked out, I'd be happy to help you with that. And please send me any other questions that you have about all the things that we've been talking about today or any other health-related topic. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to speaking with you right here next Friday at 2 p.m. on KDAR.
You've been listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley. If you have a health question you want discussed on the show, email your health questions to Dr. Binkley at binkleyhealingcenter.com. Take advantage of this opportunity to ask questions for yourself and for your loved ones, because our health matters. Join him next Friday at 4 p.m. for Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions, right here on 98.3 The Word, KDAR.